temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Metroplex. 8 o'clock hour here on the Hump Day Edition.
Hump Day.
Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We got Peyton in the back. We're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Hello to the over 260 concurrent viewers watching the program. You are appreciated.
You're appreciated.
Every time I think we're going to talk about one NFL topic, the list drops when it comes to the top 10 of Jeremy Fowler's survey around the NFL from people who work in the league. And this list is too sexy to pass up because it's the wide receivers. Again, the wide receiver news, T. Higgins is not getting his extension with the Cincinnati Bengals. And then the bigger story, Brandon Ayuk
is on fire.
Has requested a trade out of, we sounded like the McAfee show there with their coordinated chants. Brandon Ayuk has requested out of San Francisco. And Roberto, we just got the top 10 wide receiver list dropped.
We did. Where's the drama for this one for you? Do you want to go 10-1 or 1-10?
10-1.
Okay, we're going to go 10-1 here. And this is, I think this is one's going to have some.
Although it's a lot harder to guess 10-1 for us.
I think so, yeah.
I think we all know generally who are in the top four. So if you just kind of throw out the best ones after that, you're probably getting close. Number 10 on this list. I'll tell you, it is a receiver in the NFC.
Amon-Ra?
No.
Don't buzz here. Damn it.
One who's been in the headlines quite a bit.
Brandon Ayuk
is number 10 on this. His highest ranking was 3. There were some that had him as low as completely unranked. And Brandon Ayuk was unranked on this list last year. Was not even an honorable mention.
Give me his skill set and other player comp if you can.
He's very similar to Debo. Yeah, he and Debo are two very similar type of receivers. I think that Ayuk is a cleaner route runner to me than Debo is, and Debo's more power. He's somebody who's just going to, you know, bowl people over or just be difficult to bring down. Ayuk, to me, is a cleaner technician than what Debo Samuel is. One NFL executive said, who voted Ayuk top 3, said more downfield production, huge jump in yards per catch, quietly has almost 300 catches, excels as a blocker, lower body ability is as good as anyone. Number nine. This is an AFC player.
Oh. There's no chance Devontae's still on this, is there?
Yeah, Devontae's higher up than nine.
This is not Devontae Adams. This is a receiver who changed teams this offseason.
Oh.
Stephon Diggs?
Diggs.
Stephon Diggs.
Damn it, Choppy.
Stephon Urkel Diggs. One AFC executive says he still has some left in the tank.
Is the middle name Urkel?
No.
Okay. that would have been awesome.
That was the old Family Matters bit. He still has some left in the tank, and I didn't see a dip in his overall ability. Another AFC exec said, I saw a little decline. I think his vertical speed has tapered off a bit. How old is he now? He's 30.
I can't wait to see what he has left, and I forgot that he went there.
Number 8. This is NFC receiver who's probably...
You said A or N?
NFC.
Okay.
This is probably, to me, and I've been guilty of it, potentially the most underrated receiver of the last decade.
Oh.
Cole Beasley.
No.
So some longevity. Mike Evans.
Mike Evans. Very good, John. Highest ranking was fourth. Lowest was unranked. Man, when you look at his numbers and compare him to history,
he doesn't get 1,000 yards. It's ever.
And
I look at him, I'm like, he's too stiff. He's not fast enough. He's not going to moss you, but 1,000. He did it with Baker.
I'm guilty. I've always been guilty of that with Mike Evans and Keenan Allen. Where I was like, how do they ever open? How do they, like, they just strike me as guys who are going to get 40 yards a game. And then you look at it, it's like, holy cow, they're really productive.
But Keenan even looks like more of a technician in his route running than Mike Evans.
Yeah. I mean,
Mike is just so big that it can't look that smooth. You know, he's a monster.
Yeah. One NFL personnel man said he still commands a double team, can still bully corners at the line of scrimmage or downfield, still make tough catches.
Mike Evans or D-Hop all-time career that you take?
Who's the better? Evans is way more consistent, right?
DeAndre's,
did it for longer.
DeAndre's peak was best.
DeAndre had a much better peak.
But career, I want Evans.
Okay.
Number 7 on this list, NFC.
Brown, St. Brown.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. St. Brown famously watched 16 receivers get drafted ahead of him in 2021.
Reads it every day.
And now he reads off the list, and I'm sure Dan Campbell just eats that up. An NFL coordinator said he has elite football instincts for the position, understands how to attack leverage, runs hard every play, plays inside and outside, makes all the tough catches on high leverage downs. Number 6. Do you want the conference?
Yeah.
NFC.
I was unprepared in the commercial break. NFC. Let me go. Oh, I'm looking at the West, but I'm going to guess A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown is correct. His highest ranking was 3. His lowest was somebody had him completely out of the top 10. He's up one spot from last year's. An AFC executive said, rare blend of excellent size, athleticism, and skill. That's why the Eagles have paid him twice. I don't see a quote here. I would have anticipated somebody in here would have said something like, amazing the production that he puts up with a running back throwing the football to him and how he's able to produce at that high level. All right, we're in the top 5 now. We still have not heard CeeDee Lamb's name. And before we get down into this list, I'm just curious, now that we're into the top 5, where do you each guess he's going to fall here?
He's going to be 4 or 5. He's going to be 4 or 5. And my big decision with him is Jamar
Chase. Him. That's it.
Number 5 on this list is.
I'm going to say it's
Devontae.
Jamar.
RJ Choppy is right. It is Devontae Adams. Highest ranking 3. Lowest ranking was unranked. Oh. Boy, somebody doesn't have him even ranked at this point.
Real quick. Yesterday, I saw a lot of Devontae clips. A lot of, like, mic'd up sideline Devontae clips. And I'm like, obviously this is from the season. What is this coming out now? Is this old? Like, every time I go to Twitter, nothing's, like, new. And he's like, get me the hell out of here. This is effing garbage. I can't believe I'm suffering through this. He was destroying Garoppolo and anyone else throwing to him, looking miserable that he was with the Raiders. And
the Raiders.
Someone has conjured up, I think it was Orlovsky, that Devontae will be playing with Aaron Rodgers this year. Like, no way he doesn't play with him this offseason. Something caused Devontae's agents to come out and say, all that is BS, not true. But let me take a second to pat myself on the back. With my small app hands, this is what you get, Devontae. You wanted your little stupid childhood dream of playing with Derek Carr, and you left Green Bay and you left Rodgers, and I said, you're going to go rot in Vegas, and now he sounds and looks miserable. So go ahead, get a little bit more cash, and go ahead and be miserable.
Thought he was going to be the Nova Knicks. Thought he was going to be the Nova Knicks, and it didn't work out that way. This all actually
Nova
started.
Knicks.
Aaron Rodgers had spoken over the weekend and said, I love Devontae. I can't wait to play with him, .. again, which I don't see how that's not tampering.
Right.
Like, that's letter of the law version of tampering. Whether you think he's joking or not, that's.
And what did
be
you compare that to with tampering? Was that you last night?
Yeah, it's just, we would have DallasCowboys.com writers on here, and for a year straight, they couldn't, like, talk about Earl Thomas at all. Yeah. Like, even reference his name.
Yeah.
And yet Aaron Rodgers can say, I can't wait to play with him again. Like, to me, that's. It's just inconsistent the way they enforce that rule across the board. But
is someone getting left out of the top 4 that shouldn't be?
I don't think we'll go over the honorable mentions after this. I don't. Okay. There's maybe one name here where you might say, "Ah, he should have been in the top 10."
He's not just, top four, but top 10 in general.
Yeah, I think so.
I should have said top four. No, because I think we all know the top four, but there's two names that I think easily could be in the top 10 that aren't. So someone's getting left out.
Davante Adams last year was ranked number two still. So this was a bit of a drop.
This is a byproduct from quarterback play. This has nothing to do with his skill. Amen. I don't want to say my opinion. I got to come up with something else.
One NFL personnel evaluator said he's still a blue chipper, still can win on the outside and get you tough yards. But you wonder what you're getting from him next year with the quarterback situation unsettled. Number four on this list.
Keep it going, ref.
I will go CeeDee Lamb.
Sean?
I'll say Jamar.
Sadarian Lamb.
Dang it!
Is number four. Up from number 10 last year. Wow. His highest ranking was what?
Two.
I would have thought somebody had him too. His highest ranking was three. So nobody had him inside their top two. And he's asking to be paid as the second highest receiver right now behind Justin Jefferson.
Well, none of that matters. Yeah. As we know in the NFL, it's leapfroggy.
I get it. I don't think I would have a hard time putting him ahead of Tyreek or Justin Jefferson. Well,
don't give away the rest of the list.
Well, I mean, he could be wrong. I mean, we'll just see who watches more football. CeeDee Lamb.
Well, so far, it's him.
This is what the write-up says. Our NFL polling group called its shot with Lamb. Lamb cracked last year's top 10, earning the 10th spot overall with the likes of Deebo Samuel, Mike Evans, and T. Higgins. He validated that faith with a resounding performance, becoming the first Cowboys receiver with 1,700 or more yards in a season, led the NFL in receptions, and finished second behind Tyreek Hill in yards despite constant attention from defenses as the number one option. One NFL scouting director said he was able to move around the formation more this year, specifically outside, and he consistently won in critical situations over the course of the year. He proved to be a do-it-all receiver, has great hands and outstanding pace to his routes and setup that gives defensive back problems. So he is number four. The top three. Number three.
Jamar
Chase. This is the one where I think CeeDee's better right now than Chase is. Just personally.
Well, the thing is with Chase, like, it's harder to judge with Burrow's injuries.
Yeah, it is tough.
You know, it's like kind of out of sight, out of mind a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I make the argument of, like, you've already got, he's got two other really good receivers there that takes the defense's attention and softens things for him. He has not been nearly as consistent to me as CeeDee Lamb has been. And CeeDee has put up good numbers when Cooper Rush has been in there and other people. He's produced.
By the way, thanks to the Tolos, Matt and Martin, saying those Adams clips are now just coming out because of the receiver show. I'm surprised they let that stuff get out because he's destroying his teammates and the Raiders.
Yeah, they're
he looks and sounds miserable.
It's just like how nobody wanted to do quarterback because of that. We're doing the top 10 receivers in the NFL on ESPN's executive polling list. The statement about Jamar Chase, who was third, a veteran NFL coordinator, said he's still the league's best vertical threat and yards after catch player.
Well,
the
that's fear, not true.
The fear factor with him is thick.
Well, it ain't thicker than number two.
Who is number two, Sean?
Tyreek Hill.
It's Tyreek. Is number two. Highest ranking was one. Lowest ranking was four.
Oh.
30 years old. It says Hill has been a revelation for Miami. An NFC executive said his speed changes, your preparation, and how you have to play defense. Only a few people on earth can do that. And then number one on this list.
Tyreek Hill is the first or second most frightening receiver that I've ever seen. And it's between him and Randy.
Yeah, because it's just
terrifying.
You feel like he has a skill set that there's not a person on earth who can neutralize it.
Whoa, what's the speed button on these kids' video games now? Is it a burst?
Whatever. Is it an X or R2?
When he hits his button, no one can sniff it. It's over.
Number one on the list.
JJ.
Justin Jefferson. He was number one last year. His highest rank was one. Somebody had him ranked as low as three on this list. One NFL wide receivers coach said he's the best route runner in all of football, in my opinion. Some of the honorable mentions that were back behind this. Who was the name you were thinking of, Chop, that you thought was going to be?
I was just wondering. There was three guys that I thought should have been in the top 10 or had a cup.
Yeah.
DK.
No.
You're not a DK guy?
Not top 10. He ain't better than these guys. He's way too inconsistent. He's a physical marvel who should be better.
Cup was the guy that I was thinking of that you maybe could make an argument that he's top 10 and you just would have to argue against
health.
The injuries.
And same with Deebo.
He was the first honorable mention was Cooper Cup.
Deebo's on this.
Behind that, it was Deebo Samuel was the next one. Garrett Wilson from the Jets.
Love him.
Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, Nico Collins, Amari Cooper. still hanging around a little bit.
Did Puka not get any honorable mentions?
No, he is not in the honorable mentions. It's Amari Cooper, DJ Moore, and then also receiving votes.
I'd take Puka over Devontae Smith. I'd take Puka over, I won't say Amari yet. Who else was honorable?
Nico Collins, DJ Moore, Jalen Waddle, Garrett Wilson. So those names. On also receiving votes, DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, Calvin Ridley, T. Higgins, Puka Nacua, George Pickens, Chris Olave, Michael Pittman, DeAndre Hopkins, and Cortland Sutton.
There it is, the wide receiver list that just dropped from NFL scouts and those that work in the National Football League on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. It's Sean, RJ, and Roberto. Is the Secret Service in trouble? Are Skip and Stephen A. teaming up again? And what did you think of the All-Star game last night in Arlington? Next.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door. In as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is the guy that will take the extra base if he puts it in play. And this one may be out of play. He smacks one to right, and it is way out of here. Jaren Duran, about 25 rows up, right center field, a 2-run home run. And now the American League is on top, 5-3, a no-doubter that traveled 413 feet.
And he would end up being the All-Star Game MVP, and that would end up being the game-winning moment. All-Star coverage right here on 105.3 The Fan. Jaren Duran is the ultimate offensive hero as the American League wins again. Sean, RJ, and Bobby, we got Peyton and Carter live running the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube here on DFW Sports Station. And the anthem singer came out yesterday and said, I was drunk. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was wasted, and I'm going to rehab. I'll let you know how it is. And RJ's immediate reaction was, yo, man, karaoke, when you're drunk, it makes you sound better. So he's not buying that was responsible for the hideous, awful performance. And I wanted to tie a couple things together, so I had Peyton go and pull the official show slogan, because this happened while we were in Surprise, Arizona, site of Rangers spring training, and the drunkest karaoke that we've ever heard all together is the cause for your appreciated, as Choppy and I were in the bar listening to this greatness. Amazing.
Now ain't nobody to tell us if there ain't no love for my daddy, because the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't care, because my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong, I'm all heartless, but all along I was looking for a father and he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed the young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed the money on my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty because even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when rent was due. I hope you got the diamond necklace I sent to you. Because when I was low, you were there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. I see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix this hot plate. You just work on scrap jury given, and Mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough and you're all alone. You're trying to raise two badass kids on your own. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You're appreciated.
That is the genesis of You're Appreciated. So that's what I thought of first when you said drunk karaoke.
Yeah. And I don't even know. I'm not convinced he was drunk.
No. He was slurring.
I'm not convinced. Because I saw him interacting with he was there like that was a dedication song to his mom that was there.
Man, that is one of my favorite songs of all time. I love that song. And the first time you guys played it for me and didn't tell me what it was, it took 15 seconds for me to realize what the song was. He was singing it so bizarrely.
Yeah, talking it.
It's very similar to the anthem, but that's a very good parallel.
So she's going to rehab. What's her name?
Ingrid Andress.
Ingrid Andress.
Or yeah. Andress, I mean, depending on how
I thought it was interesting. She went with the Instagram story screenshot apology. Like, have the kids dropped the Notes app apology? Are they not doing that anymore? Are they just typing it out on Instagram, publishing it to the story, and then
Well, she had to get views out of it.
Yes,
she had to get traffic out of it.
Yeah.
But Bassick was bringing up an all-star point that you liked yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He said something interesting as a sports city because...
I thought I had you.
I know, I did too. I
thought you were blanking.
Now, well, maybe I did.
Well, but he caught
maybe
it.
I saved myself.
He caught it.
That was a quick recovery.
I'll tell you this. You'll never know. You'll never know.
I'll never tell.
But he was at the Home Run Derby, and Bobby Wood Jr., who's from Colleyville, was there. And... you know, there was a smattering of applause for him last night at the All-Star game when he was introduced, but not nearly like, hey, we are putting our entire life behind him, right?
Yeah, Mike sounded very disappointed in that.
He did. So he said, you know, as a sports city, we just don't care that people are from here, be it Von Miller or...
Tyrese Maxey
or Miles Turner.
Who's the Seattle wideout? Donnie always talked about him forever.
Oh, Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't Rockwall, right?
Yep.
Don't care. Bobby Witt. Don't really care. The only one we really ever kind of got behind was Jordan Spieth. Right? That pretty much, I mean, Lance Armstrong a little bit back in the day. They did get behind him quite a bit. But for the most, you know, when Clint Dempsey, they liked him, but like, you know, soccer fans did, but and I thought that the first thing when he was talking about that, the first thing that hit me was, wow, we really are a big city. Cause when I moved here in 1997, and it was much more like Bassick was talking about. I remember news stations doing a ton of things on this is a Texas tie. You got a Texas tie. Lance Armstrong, like crazy. A lot of guys, if you had any kind of local angle to you.
Well, that was also a global story.
That was global, no doubt. But, you know, I remember like just doing, when I was working at ESPN, just doing like updates and stuff. That was one of the first things I did. I just did updates. You know, we were always told, look for a guy that was from here. So when, you know, a golfer who was from here was playing in, you know, the PGA Championship or the U.S. Open, you would always give, like, we're the local guys and how they're doing.
Yeah.
So be it a Rory Sabatini or Chad Campbell, you know what I mean? Those guys. And we just don't do that anymore. And now we're much more like L.A. or New York or, as Bassick said, we're like Atlanta. And it's just we're just a big city. Big cities, when you have half the population moving in from somewhere else, you lose that.
I reject this completely, by the way, as a fault of North Texas fans or anything else. What this is, maybe Von Miller, you can make the case as an example of it. Generally, if you are outside of the Metroplex, sports career, entertainment career, Post Malone's a great example of it. Post Malone goes out of his way to claim Dallas as much as he can and claim Texas and is always wearing the Dallas caps. Yeah. He puts them in all his music videos. Dallas fully embraces Post Malone as, that's ours. North Texas says, that's our guy.
But that's the difference is that's not sports. We're not rooting against him.
No, but I mean, there are other entertainers. Like, for instance, I don't feel like North Texas has ever claimed to the same extent Jamie Foxx, for instance.
Right.
Nationally, they try to tie him here. But Jamie Foxx, I don't feel like, is claimed the same way Post Malone is, because Post Malone is loud and upfront about this is where I'm from. And I think all these athletes you're talking about, except Von Miller, who does talk about being from here. Von Miller comes back, does summer camps every year here with kids. Von Miller's an interesting one. That is one that I would think he would be more embraced. But other than that, I think it's just because if it wasn't for people knowing Bobby Witt went to high school here, or that having that biographical detail, just having lived it, I don't think people would know Bobby Witt was from here. Like, it's not something right. that's just discussed a lot as, hey, that's one of our national treasures here.
The odd thing is, Post Malone, I don't think he even moved here until high school.
You know, the first thing I thought of when Mike was talking about this is, this is a small town thing.
Yeah, it's college town.
So, like, no, I'm talking smaller. Like, first of all, I can't speak to even you and Bobby because I moved here in 2010. But this is a much cooler thing for me when it's a guy, like, there's two or three people, maybe two, from my hometown that made it to the pros. I came from a town of 10,000 people. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, I just think of that as, like, a lot cooler than, all right, they came from Colleyville. They came from Rockwall.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm not, you know, as connected with those areas. I didn't grow up there. But that's the way I thought about it. Like, it's a much more, like, smaller town thing. Now, you can have your small towns within the state, within a humongous state, just like I'm talking about, you know, back home. But that's what I thought of.
Bobby Witt is a bigger star, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. It's different sports. But Bobby Witt's a bigger star to me than Jamal Adams. Again, like, Jamal Adams claims this area, and so I think people think of Jamal Adams as being here. But that's a good point about
the responsibility of the Texas sports fan to love him because he's from Colleyville. It's the responsibility of the Colleyville diehard sports fan to love him.
Right.
You have your own area. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you have your own section. You have your own region.
So do we look at, like, Stafford?
Right.
Or Kershaw.
I think Kershaw kind of irritates people sometimes, though, because they're always like, they wanted him to come home, and they feel like he's not come home. And so there are times where I think there's a tension there that almost exists for DFW sports fans and him. Similar to the one that existed for Oswalt, for instance, for a long time, where people thought Roy Oswalt would eventually end up here, and it took so long. Darren Williams, same sort of way. Even Darren Williams was kind of claimed as Dallas, though.
Is Roy Oswalt from here?
No, but he was, like, just so Texas, I mean, is what I'm saying. It's like that whole thing. But I think that's a good point, that it's not just on the community. I think Texas is such a pride-filled state and so proud of where they're from and what they're that it's also on the athlete to mirror that in order for the community to really claim you. Because they feel like, why are you not more – why don't people know more?
Bobby Witt shouldn't mirror it when he's a Kansas City Royal.
I'm not saying sure. – like, but, I mean, Patrick Mahomes does. We kind of claim him – claim Patrick Mahomes here.
Yes.
And Patrick Mahomes talks about it all the time. He tweets about the Mavericks in the middle being in Kansas
City. I think
he
also mad at Bobby Witt.
Like, I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying, if you're like, why isn't the crowd embracing him at the All-Star game? It's like, because they – I think unconsciously – this area doesn't feel like Bobby Witt has done anything to, like, amplify, this is my home. Even if he feels that way, he hasn't.
Like Mahomes can show up at a Mavs NBA Finals game. Bobby can't. Bobby's in the middle of the
season.
We
also know, but Mahomes also played college here, whereas Bobby Witt, right, he didn't have that time
he went right to
get into our minds through a college career.
Right, he just went right
to
the pros.
And we don't care about college baseball like college football.
Absolutely. No, for sure. And, yeah, there's a, Mahomes does – you know, he trains, him and Kelsey were at Colleyville's indoor facility all summer, or part of the summer. I think he has a house somewhere around here, too. Like, I know he has a house around here. So, like, you know, he's going to be in the community. I don't know where Bobby lives. Does Bobby live here? Does Bobby have a house here? I'm sure he does. He just had a $200 million contract or whatever it is. So.
Do you think we as a city embrace Scheffler as being Dallas?
Not like Spieth.
And if you want to talk about somebody who does, he walked in the day after the Masters in a green jacket into a local, like, hotspot bar.
In Wood Tavern, right?
Which he has embraced it. So, I mean,
don't,
if you want to make
free advertising.
If you want to make the counter argument of Scottie Scheffler's clearly embraced this community and embraced being from here, and we don't necessarily think of him even in that same light that we do Spieth.
It really felt like Spieth repped Dallas more, though.
Well, I mean, so
we,
like,
certainly don't do it with DeChambeau out of SMU.
Right, but he's like, he has, I mean, Bryson lives in Grapevine. Bryson just built a massive house in Grapevine.
Yeah, but we still don't
We don't rep him. He's from California, but, he's moved here.
Well, there's your answer.
But, Jordan had that Under Armour shirt that says playing out of Dallas, Texas. Like, that's how they announce him. Playing out of Dallas, Texas. Yeah. Three-time champion Jordan Spieth. So he has that, like, that shirt's, I mean, I've seen that shirt everywhere. or at least I did back when it first came out, but I feel we repped Jordan way more than Scheffler.
The league just announced CeeDee Lamb as the fourth best wideout in football, but how bad would things get if CeeDee doesn't show up for the start of the season? That's next in Bobby's Cowboy Countdown series in Below the Belt right here on The Fan. The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Just how screwed will the Cowboys be if the fourth best receiver in the NFL, according to league executives, does...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not show up for training camp and then does not show up for the regular season. We're talking about CeeDee Lamb, of course. We just did it here at 8 o'clock. The ESPN top 10 receivers in the NFL, according to coaches, scouts, executives. CeeDee Lamb finished fourth in that poll behind Ja'Marr Chase at 3, Tyreek Hill at 2, and Justin Jefferson at 1. And when we've looked at these first two position groups as we kind of count down to Oxnard, which we will leave for next Wednesday. So first show will be Thursday.
Yep.
On the tennis courts.
On the tennis courts.
On the tennis courts, I believe.
As we know.
As it stands right now. But as we count this down and kind of do an inventory of the roster, I was fascinated to see how many resources they've poured into this position of receiver while simultaneously going super cheap in a lot of ways. What were you about to say, Sean?
No, I'm going to save it for a training camp preview.
Okay. So when you look at this, in terms of draft picks they've thrown at the position, there's 12 receivers on the roster right now. A lot of them have been undrafted free agents. But when you consider draft picks they gave up in trades for Cooks, the investment they made in Lamb, other guys that they picked here, the receiver group that they have right now, which we feel like is screwed essentially if CeeDee Lamb's not in it, they have thrown a 2020 first round pick at it, a 2022 third round pick, fifth round pick, and a seventh round pick in 2023, and 2 sixth round picks in 2024. So they've invested a lot of draft capital into a group that feels like there's not much behind it. And financially, they haven't invested much at all because they have not finished CeeDee Lamb's contract. Brandon Cooks feels like he's on a deal. Pop quiz, who is the fourth highest paid wide receiver on the Dallas Cowboys right now?
Well, I'm looking at the depth chart. I don't have their salary, so this may be cheating.
Michael Gallup, even though he's not on the roster.
Nope.
Jalen Brooks.
Nope.
Turpin.
Nope.
It's not Cooks.
Nope.
Tolbert.
Nope. Tyron Billy Johnson.
Wow.
Who is not going to make this roster, I would not guess. But
is
somebody
it a hyphenated last name? Billy Johnson?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Tyron Billy hyphen Johnson. Okay. LSU, played at Oklahoma State. He's bounced around practice squads for like 5 years. So he's been in the league for a certain amount of time that his minimum salary is higher than a lot of the guys there. But when you look behind that, Kevontae Turpin under $1 million, Jalen Brooks, Ryan Flournoy, their sixth round pick from this past year. So they haven't invested a ton financially yet. They haven't shown that they're willing to commit the resources in terms of salary, which is something they've shown pretty consistently, I feel like, over the last 20 years in Jerry's era. We've seen that they are willing to use draft capital either as a selection or as trade capital to get a receiver. They did it with Roy Williams, Joey Galloway, and Amari Cooper. They drafted CeeDee Lamb, Dez Bryant. Like, they'll take guys higher and also use those picks in order to go get receivers. But then when you look at it, they had a hard time paying Amari Cooper. You know, they walked away from Dez pretty quick. They never wanted to commit long-term to Cole Beasley. It was something that frustrated him. CeeDee Lamb is still trying to get paid. That one has felt like the entire time should be the easiest contract for them to get done because of the parameters that have been set by the rest of the league and how good that he's been. But if we enter training camp with CeeDee Lamb sitting out, is this, do you guys think, going to be similar to the Zach Martin situation last year where all I have to do is not show up and you're going to see over the course of 4 or 5 days, you're not going to be able to cut it if I'm not physically here.
But do you think that that's why Zach got done? Because they're evaluating the offensive line in the first 4 days?
I think that they may have been willing to stand off a little bit longer and have that face off with him a little bit and play that game of chicken if they felt more comfortable with what they were going to roll out there with.
You know, I mean, look, this is what Kansas City's been doing, and I know it's hard, tough to compare because he's Patrick Mahomes, but, like, you know, they could just say, or the Cowboys won't say this, but, like, Kansas City can get away with not doing this. They can get away with Billy Johnson being their highest paid receiver.
Yeah, as long as they have fun doing it, as that made Bobby sick last night.
Dude, so the Chiefs, we're all sitting around here just going, please get us to a conference title game. It's been 30 years. Please get us to the conference championship. That's all we want. Meanwhile, you've got Patrick Mahomes talking to the media and different Chiefs players talking to the media and saying, yeah, look, we're eyeing that fourth title, but really we want to have more fun along the way. We want to laugh a little bit more.
Last year wasn't as fun.
Wasn't as fun.
We want to take things a little slower, you know, and enjoy the sunshine a little bit. And so, I mean, they really do sound like like the way Patrick Mahomes was talking about this season sounded like a 40-year-old women's group's vision board for the year of like things they want to do. Like, I just want to laugh a little bit more. I want to embrace the chaos a little bit and just learn to not care as much. So yeah, Patrick Mahomes said their focus this year is just having more fun. That's how many titles they've got and how bored they are with it now. Is just they want to have fun, you know.
And the Zach comparison question for me is what got Zach done and how, because at the Jerry party, I remember there was some very negative, strong negative things being said about the Zach Martin situation by Cowboy officials. A lot of loud talk, which went right into the damn ocean.
People tend to say some ugly things during negotiations that they then, after the deal is signed, are
1942 and Sprite will make you loose lips.
It will. If they see you doing that, they're going to be upset.
No, and I mean, that has cost them before. That is their approach in a lot of ways. Is what they do is when they get into contract negotiations, they have a tendency to
could counter back and say Lamb's the one holding this up by saying you have to pay me more than Jefferson.
I don't think
we can absolutely say that.
You have to pay me Jefferson or more than Jefferson.
It's possible.
I don't think he's saying that, though.
Are you reporting that or are you guessing?
I don't believe he's saying that from people I've talked to. Okay. I think
what do you think he's saying?
I think he's asking for between 32 and 34, and Jefferson's at 35 and a half. I think he's saying you absolutely.
Well, then they should pay it.
I think he said, because A.J. Brown's 32. I think he's saying you have to pay me more than A.J. Brown minimum. Yeah. I've got to be A.J. Brown or higher.
Why would they hesitate on that?
Why have they hesitated on so many different deals over the years?
I can justify the first Dak deal waiting. They might still be waiting to figure out what he is. Who else did they wait on?
DeMarcus Lawrence. They cost themselves a ton of money.
Okay. Who else?
They waited on Amari Cooper. They let him get exposed to the market. They like have a history. The deals they get done early.
I'm not disagreeing that they wait. I was just trying to think of the situations.
The deals they get done early a lot of times are bad ones. Like, they got Zeke done early. They got Jalen Smith done early. And those ones kind of backfired on them.
Yeah.
And so that's where you're running into a situation where it's...
All right, grade the running back room right now. Give me a letter grade.
Oh, A plus. I'm not paying anything to it.
In terms of quality or efficiency? Because he's clearly ability. By the ability, a it's a C minus at best.
D plus.
Grade the wide receiver room without Lamb.
Oh.
C plus.
Okay.
Because Cooks is still really good, I think.
Okay.
Cooks is better
so than, basically the same for you.
Cooks is better than anything you have in the running back room relative to their position.
Yeah.
And so, and I really, that's one of the things that I'll be looking out here for at training camp. Jalen is going to.
What are you looking at, Barnwell? I know what you
Jalen is going to win the third receiver spot, and it's not going to be Jalen Tolbert. It's going to be Jalen Brooks.
Are you not a fan?
No. Just talk about what Bill Barnwell wrote about him.
So they ranked
him. I've become less interested in what Barnwell writes over like the past 3 to 6 months. Before I was like, oh, this is new. This is a different angle. Da da da.
And well, he does recycle the same he does the same kind of articles every year, yeah. Based at the same time.
Yeah,
I think they're really good. But this is the write up on Brandon Cooks because they had the Cowboys ranked as the 18th best wide receiver, tight end, running back core in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And he said Cooks has fallen off noticeably over the past two seasons. After averaging north of 2 yards per route run in each of his first 2 years with the Texans, he went to 1.7 in 2022 and then 1.3 last year in Dallas. His saving grace was a plus 8.2% catch rate over expectation, which might owe more to Prescott than Cooks, given that Lamb was plus 10 and Tolbert was north of 7. So that's just the write-up on Brandon Cooks.
Here, let's be honest here. Bill Barnwell has not watched 1 second of Brandon Cooks' tape.
I don't consider Bill an analytics guy, though. Do you?
I do.
I think Seth Walter would be his analytics guy.
He's a pseudo analytics guy. Like he's kind of on the outside trying to get into the club.
So like I pretend to be.
I think you have a better grasp on analytics than Bill Barnwell does. And Bill Barnwell is trying to apply it in a pace to 32 teams. There's zero chance with what he's asked to do and cover that he watched Brandon Cooks' tape last year. Brandon Cooks was not being sent on routes down the field like he's had a lot of success with. They were basically running him in short and intermediate routes, and he was still getting open. He just wasn't getting the ball. He's in an offense with CeeDee Lamb where the targets are just not going to be there. But Cooks is absolutely, the tape is, he's still a really effective receiver.
Do you, and I don't know enough about this, do you look at yards per route run? Like how do you use that?
No,
stat?
Because I think that yards per route run, again, it can skew because CeeDee Lamb is on the field with Brandon Cooks. And they're both running routes, and if CeeDee Lamb's getting targeted, then he's not going to get the same look. He's not going to get the volume targets.
I don't know how to look at that. I don't really know how to use the stat. Yards per target and
other things I think are better at measuring the efficiency. But I think Jalen Brooks is ultimately going to be the third receiver here, the seventh rounder out of South Carolina last year. He is, and that's a that is both a praise of Jalen Brooks, who's been really impressive, I think, during the offseason programs, and it is an absolute damning indictment of Jalen Tolbert, who I have been dead wrong about. I wanted him picked in the second round instead of Sam Williams, was thrilled they got him in the third, and he is just not
imagine
stepped
if
up.
Cooks wasn't here or if something happens to Cooks.
Oh, I know.
Your depth chart. This thing has on paper.
Oh, it's got
this thing has an 8 and 9 possibility.
Oh,
maybe worse.
I still think that they're a good bet to win, 10+, but I could easily see how this thing falls.
It feels like a house of cards.
That's a good way to put it. If they win 12 games, I'm not going to bat an eye. If they win 7, not surprised.
Yeah, I think
I'm not. Will Chambers over here.
What's that?
Thinks that San Fran's going to win 8 games this year.
Oh.
But
he thinks Brandon Ayuk is that good.
I guess so. That's a Bears fan for you. He watches a lot of bad football, so he doesn't know what he's looking at, I guess. David Durden is the name to watch during training camp, though. That was a guy who was going to make the 53-man roster last year before he got hurt.
Tyler's brother.
That's the one. Tyler's brother. Yep, yeah. You got
below
it.
The belt every day at this time on your home of America's team. We got a little college football kegger with SEC Media Days in town. Horns Down is back. and the 13-year-old that RJ Choppy wants to punch right in the mouth. Final hour, hump day edition.
Hump day.
After this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.